The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Welcome back to another Kiefer and Curry here on Tony Curry Radio. You can hear this show and watch it right here, of course, on our YouTube channel, where you can also check out our wonderful TV show on ABC 3340. Watch it live every Saturday morning from 10:30, 11 o'clock, or watch it as many times you want right here on our YouTube channel called The Starting Lineup. He is Kip Kiefer. I am Tony Curry, and we do a little show here on Tony Curry Radio. We just talk about things we want to talk about. I give you three different ideas. We can talk about sports. And I wanted to get into the championship this past weekend. We could talk about rock and roll, which we do a lot of here, or we could talk about sex. You said, what is this sex?
What is this song you speak of?
So I thought we'd go ahead and get into it right now because it's amazing.
Are you going to have the talk with me, Tony?
Well, yeah, and really, I only came up with this idea. I think you know enough about the birds and the bees. I don't think I need to learn anything. I bring this up because of your need to know. I just heard of, because it gave me the idea, because I'm thinking to myself, you know, I'm a biblical person. There is a Proverbs 7:26 says, "For she has brought many down to death." And that, of course, proverb, that saying from the Bible, is all about how nasty and how disingenuous and how just absolutely women run the world with that thing between their legs. And you just spent a half an hour talking about Donald Trump and his whole thing with Stormy Daniels. And then last night I'm turning on the CBS Nightly News and I see P. Diddy beating the hell out of some woman outside of an elevator. Yep. And then I started thinking to myself, and you know, I said, Kip and I have had this discussion, how that thing, that one thing, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, was it worth $130,000? I mean, I know some people that would spend... that would write a check for $130,000 to sleep with Stormy Daniels for one night. Donald Trump obviously didn't have to spend that, but he ended up spending that, and now we know why. And so I'm trying to think myself, first of all, can you put a number on it? I know a lot of people that love going to Sammy's and paying for it that way. I will never pay for it. I don't like bachelor parties. I hate tipping women for that. If I can't get it on my own, I'm never going to pay for it. Because a lot of people think that we end up paying for it anyway, because we invest time and efforts into spending time with women and courting them over the course of a period of time that may involve 6 or 7 dinners at Fleming's before we finally get, to first or second base.
Well, sometimes a lot more than that.
Exactly.
I can relate from personal experience, sometimes 9, 10, 11 years.
Exactly. So you could look at that. I look at that as not paying for it. That is an investment.
Yeah. That's part of it. But
if we want to go through, and I'm sitting here looking at it, and you and I have had several discussions on this show about, you know, we just want to spend some time with a nice family woman. We just want to hold hands, watch TV together. You know, we are truly romantics. We do want to walk the beach. You know, we don't have to have sex 4 or 5 times a week or 4 or 5 times a night. She doesn't have to look like Stormy Daniels. We just want someone to have a nice conversation with. And then I go back, and of course, you pull up, and you get to the funniest thing. My computer just went on the blink. It just went absolutely crazy. I've got viruses jumping out. I'm on my Apple right now, jumping out. You know what brought those viruses up? I typed in there, women who have brought down powerful men.
Oh, wow.
And I clicked on the first thing and my computer just exploded. And again, but before it did give me several men, including, of course, Bill Clinton, Mike Tyson, Michael Jackson, Tiger Woods. I can go through Johnny Depp. We can go for 3 hours and I can never repeat the same name over again. And I can give you a person after person after person after person after person who for some reason was thinking with the wrong head for a period of time. And it just absolutely annihilated their life, their lifestyle, their marriage, their business, their movies, whatever. Will Smith, another guy. I mean, they're just coming to me. A woman, you know, he goes up there and smacks Chris Rock across the face and he lost everything. And now of course he's in Bad Boys. The movie just came out. So we are forgiving, but I'm just thinking to myself, why can't we have more control over that one thing in life? We always talk about how we're an equal, men get paid more for the same work that women do. I understand that. I saw something the other day, which was the craziest thing. What was it? I remember it. It was something that women had just in 1974, what was it that I saw a show the other day, and I could not believe women got the right to do this for the first time in 1974 in this country. And I just absolutely could not believe it. I'll figure it out. I'll come up with it. Okay. But anyway, there's no doubt that we have not been equal for a long period of time. It goes all the way back to Adam and Eve. And by the way,
yeah.
What did Adam,
I was going to add, Tony, you're talking about bringing men down. If you believe, and there's, it's subject to great scrutiny, but Greek mythology will tell you that a woman brought an entire civilization down when the Helen of Troy, mm-hmm. who before that was married to the king of the Greeks, Agamemnon. Anyway, Prince Paris came to a state visit in Spartan or whatever. I'm trying to think what the city states were, but basically the Greek capital. And he left town with Helen, the queen, and took her back to Troy. And next thing you know, remember the old saying, the face that launched 1,000 ships. Mm-hmm. Well, 1,000 ships were Greek warships that came to destroy Troy to get Helen back for Agamemnon. So, I mean, it's not just one guy. One of these kind of deals could take down a whole civilization.
No, you go back to, of course, Bathsheba in the Bible. I mean, there are stories. And you know, like, what are you bringing this up for? I guess I'm surprised. You know, I think of Cuba Gooding Jr. These names just keep coming up. Cuba Gooding Jr. got in all this trouble a couple of years ago because he couldn't stop grabbing women's breasts. The guy is a celebrity. He's won major awards. I think he's won an Academy Award. The guy can get any woman he wants. And all I'm thinking is, if you're rich and you look like him, there's two things that should never happen. You should never have any women problems, and you should never get a DUI. You should never be driving your own vehicle when you're messed up behind the wheel of a car, because you've got all the drivers you need. And you would think that you should be around the kind of women that aren't looking for some type of extortion or payoff. I don't know if Stormy Daniels, this was something that she would have even done if Donald Trump hadn't been the president. I don't know the situation, but if you sleep with a porn star, what do you think's going to happen? Right. Yeah. And I'm thinking to myself, I'll bet you Donald Trump has been with some really, really impressively beautiful women. Not because he's a looker, because he's rich and famous, because he's Donald Trump. You know, we've all been there, done that. You know, the guys, you know, working behind the desk at IBM, he's not getting laid till 2047. Okay. But because he's President Donald Trump, he's getting Stormy Daniels. Right. And so I just, maybe it's because I haven't been in a situation where I've had now let me think about this. Cause I have actually had an opportunity, and I want to say you have too. I think I've actually had an opportunity to sleep with a Playboy playmate one time. We had something going on where they were actually in town. And I'm not tooting my own horn here, these Playboy playmates, they don't look like they do in the magazine. I remember seeing her and I was like, that's not the same girl. And it was the same girl. And I was not that impressed. Let's put it that way. But my point being is it's just amazing how dumb and how stupid men get when we get around women, and specifically that. And it's just amazing what we're willing to give up for it.
Oh, it's destroyed empires. It's destroyed families, companies, you name it. I'm most impressed, Tony, even though she was up there in years by this time. Everybody says Ginger or Marianne. You were on the doorstep with Marianne.
Yeah, I mean, I had a chance to go have, I mean, it was coffee with Marianne, but I mean, I'm just telling you, I don't have any doubt in my mind that I could have had some type of tryst with Marianne. It was pointing in that direction. I was married at the time. I should have asked my wife at the time, do you mind? Because she probably would have said, sure, knock yourself out. Because I'm like, I'm telling you, I think I have a shot. It's just like, whatever. And I'm like, but just to say, now a lot of people would say, why in the hell would you want to sleep with a 75-year-old, you know, woman? Well, because it's Marianne.
It would be
a great story. I would love to tell that story. I would love to tell that story that I actually slept with Marianne or Ginger at this point. Maybe it's because I'm 58. Maybe, you know, a lot of guys will sit there and they'll say, you know, I'd never cheat on my wife. And this is a pornography at its best, and this is where we lose our moralistic views in life, and blah 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 blah. And I'm a goody two, and I would never do this type of things. And I always go, yeah, it's because you're ugly shit. You know, ugly dudes don't have to worry about cheating on their wives because they're not attractive dudes. If you're a good looking guy and you got money and power, that's something you always have to worry about. Not only because you're thinking about it because you're powerful and you have money, but because women know you're powerful and you have money, and so they're coming at you. In most cases, you know, guys don't have to worry about cheating on their wives because they need to initiate that contact. But if you're Donald Trump, you're super powerful, super good looking, you're a movie star, you're just sitting there on a bar stool, and within 5 seconds, you've got 16 beautiful women around you, and they all want to take you back to your hotel room and more likely extort cash from you. So, I mean, yep. I understand the temptation there and how difficult it would be. And I'm not going to lie to you. If I was walking down the street and I had the most beautiful woman in the world hitting on me day after day, minute after minute, every time I turned around, and I enjoy women, I'm a heterosexual, and my blood still flows and I don't need the blue pill yet, would it be something I'd have a difficult time with? I honestly can't speak to that because my feet will never be in those shoes. But I do think that, like, the likes of Tiger Woods, the Cuba Gooding Jr., any rich, famous person who's an attractive guy, chances are they can get whoever they want anyway. So why do they keep getting in trouble with these women who, and in the P. Diddy situation, I mean, dude, what are you doing? I mean, he just apologized for it. I mean, we know that was her. It was his girlfriend. What in the hell are you doing? I mean, that would bring him down. It would kill his career. Maybe he doesn't care. Maybe he's got enough money. You know, we are a very forgiving society. We're very redemptive. Maybe 5 or 6 years, we'll forget about that. We've certainly done it with other people in our lives. But it's just amazing to me how that one little thing can just run the world, and it could ruin.
And it always has. It has since the beginning.
We have not learned. We have not learned.
No, you know, I may lose my man card by saying this, but I've never really felt too vulnerable to that, because for me, Tony, and I wonder if there's other guys who feel this way. You know, no matter how attractive the individual is, that maybe you have a chance if you put in the effort to get in a horizontal position or whatever your preference might be, on a trapeze or whatever it is, a trampoline. You know, for me, that part of the experience is only part of the experience, and it's to me, if you don't have a real meaningful relationship and are not with someone that you truly, truly love and want to be with, I maybe I'm the complete exception, but I don't, you know, there's other physical activities that are a lot less involved that I just assume conduct myself in. And the whole idea of just casual sex to just have a romp in the hay has never been something that's been really appealing to me. I buy in, I guess I'm just a hopeless romantic. I buy into the whole kind of deal where it's only a hollow experience if you're not really with somebody you truly love and want to be with.
Well, that is just a beautiful sentiment. Unfortunately, we're living in the year 2024, and you are so far out of it. You have no idea what world you're living in. No, listen, if everyone thought like you, it would be a different world we live in. It would be a wonderful place. I totally get you.
Now, don't take that wrong.
I get you.
My head will turn like anybody else somebody walks by.
Mine will too. I mean, anything flesh-colored, man. I mean, if a flesh-colored bus drives by, my neck is falling off. I mean, there's no doubt. But I also remember that, you know, I used to think differently from a standpoint of libido and testosterone and all the things that go on in your body. And I understand those things change. And certainly two guys now sitting there in their 50s, we obviously don't have that sex drive. Although some people would say that if you take, you know, the blue pill, it changes everything. I don't know. And again, I've never taken it and I don't feel the need to take it unless I have to. But I do think it's really interesting because we're talking about guys. I mean, you're talking about Donald Trump, you're talking about a guy in his 70s.
77.
Yeah, you're talking about, I mean, and listen, I'm not saying, and there's a lot of 77-year-olds out there.
Now, the Stormy Daniels thing allegedly happened in 2006, so that was 18 years ago, so he was only, 60. What?
60. I mean, still 60 years old. I mean, that's fine. And listen, go get him, Tiger. That's great. I mean, I like to think that if I go down to Danbury, there's a 78-year-old guy down there still pinching waitresses' heinies, and he's 93 years old. I hope people still do have that sex appeal in them. They still have that libido and they still have that feeling. And I hope they get that filled because it's a wonderful thing, particularly when you're in love with somebody. I just wonder, because when you are rich and you're famous, and again, I can't speak of this and I don't know why I'm doing it because I've never been rich or famous. But if you are, you know that you're on the hook and you know that everybody in the room wants to sleep with you. And you know that more than 90% of those women probably will, if they're not treated impeccably, will try to extort money from you. A lot of women are like, oh, yep. I'd never do that. Yeah, you would. Yes, you would. Yes.
Remember what Tiger Woods said in his recovery? Because I'm a sex addict was what he.
I have heard nothing about this. He went to Mississippi for some outpatient something or other. And all of a sudden he's cured. Yeah.
But he did say something interesting that I think covers a lot of celebrities like him. He says you just reach a point where you have such a feeling of entitlement that you just think, you know, you're above the regular rules of proper society, that you can make decisions just based on what you want and there's no implications.
One of the most insightful and smart things I've ever heard a man say, because it was real. And he was right. Yeah. He's like, I'm Tiger Woods. I could do or say whatever I want. There's no humble there. And it was so true, but continue. You're right.
You feel so empowered by who you are that you just think that you're entitled to anything. And, you know, they don't think of the implications. Maybe I'm just a product of my time on Earth here, but you know, I've got these kind of built-in alarm bells of remember the old show? This is way back from the 60s. Most people probably didn't ever see it, but there was an old show called Lost in Space, and they had this annoying robot tagging along with them as they made their interstellar journeys. Mm-hmm. And every time the robot had some kind of a sensor where he'd start going, danger, danger. I've got that robot installed in my head when I feel like I'm in any kind of bad situation or I start thinking about the implications, and maybe that's kind of like a pitcher pitching backwards, throwing his curveball when they're looking for his heater. But I always think about, you know, okay, what's wrong with this picture before going forward? And maybe if more people had that installed, it'd be a lot more boring life, but it would be a lot more less vulnerable.
I like to think we're all in touch with ourselves and know each other well enough that if I was out at the Birmingham Racecourse Casino one night playing the slots, and a woman who looked like Stormy Daniels, not even a Stormy Daniels, she's not even a porn star, but she looks like her, sits down beside me and starts talking and making conversation with me, the first thing I'm going is, okay, what's wrong with this picture? Yeah, and people are like, what are you saying, Tony? You're a good looking. No, come on. Let's be real here. I mean, exactly. I've been with women that look like that. I've been with beautiful women probably because I was in radio and I had power. And you know, when we had a television show, and that carries a little power to it. Sure. But I would certainly wonder. And the last time that happened was in Las Vegas, and of course, it was a pay for hire situation. You know, my brother's like, you don't really think that she thinks you're attractive, do you? And I was like, I was praying. I was like, I was hoping. He was like, yeah, I hope you've got a roll of hundreds in your pocket because that's the only thing she's looking for. And I was kind of like, so we're smart enough. We're smart enough, but we're also dumb enough. And I love these shows like the Maury Povich shows where a woman will think her husband is cheating. They'll put him in a green room and send in a attractive woman to seduce him. And he ends up falling for it. And she's like, I knew he was cheating. It's entrapment. If you take an ugly dude like Harvey Weinstein and throw a beautiful woman in his lap, he's going to take all he can get as long as he can get it.
Sure can.
Because there's no way in hell Harvey Weinstein's ever getting laid on this planet, period. It's because he's a power trip. So, he's going to take every shot he gets. That's why when you see someone like a Bill Cosby, who during his day was a pretty attractive guy, women said they love funny guys. Why did he have to do that with all these women and get them so drugged up and stuff they didn't even realize what was happening? It's like, what are you doing, dude? So Yeah. I mean, I'm just like, we're smart enough to know, okay, wait a minute. Something's not very rarely. And maybe you could think of a time in your life. You just had it that night. I can think of maybe one or two times in my life where I was, someone was really attracted to me. And I was like, okay, what's going on here? What is up with this woman? Is she drunk? Did someone slip a Mickey in her drink? Did someone tell her that I'm a millionaire? What is happening? And it just so happened I was just on my game that night. There was the light was hitting my face just at the point that my nose didn't look as big as it did. Maybe she heard I was hung like a horse. I don't know what the situation was. I was like running the Preakness on weekends, right? But whatever the situation was, and it turned out to be something kind of special. You know, it was like I just got really, really lucky. But that just does not happen. So when you're talking about rich and famous people who can have anything they want anytime they want it, thank you, Tiger Woods, for being clear about that. Yes, you're right. When you can have whatever you want, and listen, if a man says he's cheated once, just multiply it by 10.
No, okay? Absolutely.
So yeah, that's funny. It's funny you should bring that up because I've been through addiction. I know how difficult addiction is. I can't imagine what sex addiction would be like, because it is part of our human being. It's not, you know, me doing drinking all night long. It's not part of our human nature, but having sex is. So I would see when you have an addiction to something that is so personal and so philosophical, it would be very, very difficult to know where that starts and where it ends. But yeah, again, another situation where I'm looking at Donald Trump and I'm looking at Stormy Daniels, and all I'm thinking to myself was, man, I hope it was worth it. I don't know what, I don't know how much $130,000. I don't know what that feels like. I really don't.
Yeah.
I don't know what $150 feels like. I mean, I could go to the Woodhouse Day Spa and get a rub down. And I think I'm good. I don't need to have this. But I'm thinking to myself, he's probably thought to himself, okay, what is this worth? He went to Cohen and said, okay, what do you think she wants out of this? What does she usually make per movie? Because she was pretty big time before Donald Trump.
And the only reason she met Trump, because she had her own production company at the time.
Yeah.
And was one of her production company was one of the sponsors of the golf tournament he was playing in out in Lake Tahoe or wherever. And she met him.
Didn't she want to be in The Apprentice too, right? Did she want to be on the show? Oh, yeah, he's like, I'm going to get you.
And that's what they, you know, those kind of women, and I don't like to typecast or stereotype anybody, but Stormy Daniels was an opportunist looking to cash in when she was in her, you know, best period of attractiveness and stardom and everything else. And that was, and she said it on the stand in this trial. The only reason I paid any attention to him or agreed to go to his room was because I thought I could get on The Apprentice, and he was encouraging me that was a strong possibility. So that was her goal. She was trying to make the move to more mainstream kind of areas where her celebrity would increase, aka her wealth. And Trump, because of her profession, never really seriously considered her for that. That was just the way to lure her into the web.
Yeah, well, and he did that too. And I'm just pulling up because I don't, back in when I was in my 20s and stuff, you know, we used to look at some of those movies. And so I'm pulling up Stormy Daniels' net worth just to see what she's worth. But right now it says her net worth is just shy of about $1 million. I don't know what she made during her career, but I'm betting that it was tenfold once Donald Trump got, because I mean, she's been selling books left and right. It's got to be more than $1 million.
I mean, she's appearances. I mean, if she's worth $1 million now, that's probably money she's generated here lately.
And you would think Donald Trump, being a guy who he is, would be smart enough to know that this is going to come back to bite him in the ass.
Of course.
I mean, it's good.
But if you're Donald Trump, you know you can buy off of Stormy Daniels. Yeah. Probably in 2006, maybe it had occurred to him, well, maybe someday, you know, I could get into political office. But, you know, at that time, that was, you know, he wasn't elected until 2016. That was 10 years before.
You can make an argument he was more powerful in 2006 than he was after his president.
Absolutely.
With the TV shows and everything else.
And
I don't know about you, but the fact that he compared her to his daughter, I thought was kind of like, dude.
Yeah.
I think he meant, I think he meant to, as it a compliment, but I was kind of like, dude, you don't ever want to take a porn star compared to your daughter, dude.
No, no, never. That's pretty bad. And it's things like that, because he's so candid and just says what's on his mind. That's what gets him in trouble 99% of the time. That's why people like the kid at the party I was hearing, you know, doesn't like him.
Yeah.
You know, people don't like him. They don't look at what he's built in his organization, and they don't look at the 4 years he was president where things were going really well. They don't like him. And so that's the problem that he's got to overcome. But, you know, he kind of made his own bed and put himself in that position. But, you know, I've worked for a lot of bosses I don't like. He's not running for Miss Congeniality. He's running for president, and he's an effective executive. And again, I'm not a Trump lover, but we were a hell of a lot better off from 2016 to 2020 than we are today.
That's true. I'm going to throw out a topic here. Try not to run with it, because I know how you work, man. You're going to hear this and you're going to go crazy, because it's okay. And it was something else I wanted to do. It was the sports angle. But Xander Schauffele this weekend, of course, wins the PGA Championship. It was his first major championship. He did win a gold medal in 2020. He won the Players Championship in 2017. He's won 11 tournaments in his life. He's only 30 years of age, so he's in prime time and a super nice guy. I love to see how emotional he was after winning that tournament. And right before he got up and got the Wanamaker trophy, they ran this montage of all these individuals who were like almost smitten, were so taken over by their emotions that they were almost speechless. And that goes for Tiger Woods. It goes for people that have won tournaments left, right, indifference. And so it's really cool to see someone be that emotional. But all I could think about, and I want you to think about this for next week's Kiefer and Curry, what situation in your life, or have you had a situation in your life that you've had that many eyeballs on Kip Kiefer? I would like to think that everybody in their life should be in a situation, maybe not, you know, a Masters or a PGA Championship or even a World Series, but should be able to enjoy a Friday Night Lights moment in their life where they make the kick or they make the throw or they make the catch to win the game. And everyone in the world is, all eyes are on that individual. And the feeling that comes with that, it's happened to me a couple of times in my industry. And it's unlike any feeling you'll ever have in your life. And there's a lot of people that will go their entire lives never knowing what that feeling feels like, to know that at that moment in time, you're it. Everyone's looking at you and they love you for what you just did. So think about that for next week, all right?
Yeah. Cause I've got a couple of, nothing approaching the hundreds of thousands or millions of eyes, but I've had a couple of moments. And cause I think what you're really saying is it's a moment where you really step up and live up to the moment and relish that, because you're getting the acknowledgement for doing it. So that's a great topic. I will add too, a little plug for the starting lineup. It was almost a month ago, right after the Masters, Case Kiefer in his report on our show, each week started saying, get all you can on Xander Schauffele for the PGA Championship.
Yep.
He told us 3 or 4 weeks in advance. He got him at 21-1, absolutely crushed again.
Fire, and
Case Kiefer has given out unbelievable information on our program. Dude.
Unbelievable. He said, get all over it if you can.
He even said this past Saturday, I know it's only been 2 rounds, but he said, you can still get him at 8 or 9-1 just because of he's carrying that label of being a choker, because he's come in second so many times. And it came right down to the end, Tony, those last two holes where he was on the high wire. I mean, he could have that stance he had to take on 18 with 1 foot in the bunker and still just nail a shot right in front of the green. That was just unbelievable.
And those are the putts I miss the most. Those little 6-foot, 2-inch putts
where
it feels like you're putting on a log. And of course, all he did was go wire to wire. The only the 11th guy to ever do that in a major championship. And oh, by the way, set a record going 21 and under, the best score ever in a championship.
And one final thought. Remember earlier you said, why do these prominent guys not have a driver? Tiger Woods had that terrible accident in Los Angeles a couple years ago, driving 80 miles an hour. Why is Tiger Woods off by himself in a car? You know, he's one of the most famous people in the world. You'd think he'd have security around him all the time. Somebody's driving. What about Scottie Scheffler this weekend? Mm-hmm. He gets arrested on his way to his tee time.
Yes.
And ends up in a jail cell doing his stretching exercises, hoping somebody will get him out in time. Why is Scottie Scheffler driving himself anywhere?
And shoots a 66.
Unbelievable.
I know. That's one of the great sports stories. The last time, and it would be the only time I ever had it, it was 1998. So it's been 30. When I got my DUI, I didn't make work the next day. And I realized that if he was drinking, he wouldn't have made it either. So it wasn't a drinking situation, but pretty good stuff to show up 4 hours later and shoot a 66.
Unbelievable. After being literally handcuffed and in jail for 2 hours.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Pretty good stuff. What did he finish, like 15th or 16th?
He finished tied for 8th.
That's okay. So there you go.
Yeah. So all things considered, that was pretty good. And Case did say on his report a couple weeks ago, I mean, Scheffler's going to be the overwhelming favorite, but he can't win every tournament. Yep. He can't win every major. And the Case's reason for Schauffele is because Schauffele is a huge hitter. And at the PGA, they tend to play not the same kind of courses that some of the other majors are on, where it's your shot making that's more important. You can overpower a PGA course. Schauffele also set the all-time record yesterday at 21 under for the best combined score, mm-hmm. final score for any major in the history of golf.
Yep.
Nobody had ever broken 20 under before. He ended up 21 under with that putt on 18.
Great stuff. Join us coming up here on Saturday morning, 10:30, 11 o'clock every Saturday morning on ABC 3340. You never know who's going to be stopping by. We're going to have some special guests going on this weekend. It's Kip Kiefer and Tony Curry, legend Terry Quillian, Case Keever, the entire nine yards. We'll have the whole group with us this Saturday morning right here. And listen to TKR whenever you get the chance right here for Kiefer and Curry. Thanks for watching.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.